请坐。
我
们已经打开罗马书第三章。我们要从第十节一直念到第十八节。
Reading from verse 10 to verse 18.
罗马书第三章第十节念到第十八节。
Romans chapter 3, reading from verse 10 to 18.
我们读一节，你们读一节，十、十一、十二轮流读。就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求上帝的，都是偏行己路，一通变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。他们的嘴是敞开的坟墓，他们用石头弄鬼诈，嘴唇里有蟠舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路便行残害暴力的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕上帝。我们读经就到这个地方，大家，我们再念一次第十到第十二节，一同开声来读，一二三，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一通变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
我们就读到第十二节。我们再次低头祷告，请你博士带领我们做一个祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们感谢你再次用的话语摆在我们的面前，求圣灵光照我们的心，求圣灵打开我们的心窍，使我们能够进入的真理里面，能够明白你的正道。求主再次使用的仆人把正道向我们阐明，以致我们明白了，我们生命改变了，我们生活也同样改变。这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。我们在两个礼拜以前思想前面一段圣经的时候，我们记得人的不义以及神的义。
We see that the righteousness of man, unrighteousness of man and the righteousness of God.
人的虚妄以及神的真实。
And the lie in man and the honesty of God.
神的责备就显出神的圣洁。
And the rebuke coming from God show that He is righteous.
神光照我们的罪的时候是显出他的清正。
He illuminated so that He show that He is holy.
这样这个世界是要在神公义的审判之下。
So this world must be judged by the righteousness of God.
你在这个世界可以找到真正的正义的人。
So in this world can you find true righteous man?
当你看见没有宗教的外邦人的时候
，When you see that this Gentiles have no religion,
他们的罪从肉体的同性恋到心灵对神的背叛。充充满满
and their sin from the physical homosexuality becoming to the spiritual filthiness.
但是当你看见这个犹太人的时候
when they see the Jews,
他们虽然有宗教有神所赐下的圣灵
even though they have this law, the word of God,
他们照样在理论上是世人外邦人的光是世界当中的老师但是他们的生活与外邦人没有多大的差别
in theory they are the light of the world they are master of the Gentiles but their life is no different compared to Gentiles
所以罗马书不是一本民族主义的书
so the book of Romans is not a book of rationalism
罗马书不是一个为自己范围特别辩护的一本
no the book that only defends for its own sphere of truth
上帝是保罗身为犹太人
God allowed this Paul to be born as a Jew
也让他长大在大树
and he grew up in Tarsus
让他成为罗马国家的公民
and become the citizen of Rome
这样就保罗的观念就一个有一个世界观是与别人不一样
so Paul then have an international mindedness
当他把外邦的罪恶把他好好的研究的时候
when he studied all the sins of the Gentiles
他看出人没有神生活是何等的可怕
he see that man without God is so terrible in the life
但是当他把自己以色列民族有了律法所犯的罪再数算出来
so once again he counted also the sins of the Jews who have the law
他又清楚知道假借宗教的名有多少假冒伪善的事情
and he know that who under the cover the name of religions they are hypocritic
所以在第九节他怎么样讲的
so in verse 9 he says
如此看来希利尼人和犹太人都一样是犯罪都一样在神的审判之下
he said that whether Gentiles whether Jews they all have sinned and to be judged by God
他们都在罪恶的圈子里面
and also they are put in the realm of sin
这个不用民族主义的狭窄观念来传讲上帝信息的仆人
and this servant of God who doesn't use a very nationalistic very narrow minded to preach the gospel of God
他把犹太人跟外邦人等量齐观 放在上帝公义圣洁的审判之下。
以至于一股 as a 精神的检查 under the judgment of God。
这就是罗马书一个很大的特点。
This is a special point about Romans。
当这些到结论的时候，三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪。亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
When it comes to a conclusion statement of chapter 3 verse 23, he said that all the world have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以保罗是一步一步把世人的思想带到我们没有办法否认我自己在神外面我们的光景是怎么样。
It is step by step the point, brother, to stay where we understand that before the Lord, what kind of situation we are in.
那么这样是不是太消极了？
Is it too negative then?
这样是不是太悲观？
Is it too pessimistic then?
这不是表示整个人类就没有盼望？
Does it mean that the man have no hope?
不是。
No.
但是当一个人真正知道自己没有盼望的时候，就是新盼望的开始。
It is only when a man feels that truly he has no hope, then that begins the new hope.
这个道理在圣经常常出现。
And many times you appear this kind of fruit in the Bible.
人的尽头是神的开头。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
当一个人知道自己没有路可走的时候，他可能会抬起头来，上帝啊，怜悯我。
When a man comes to the dead end, then you will lift up his head and say, God have mercy on me.
在中国的文化的深层里面就有这个观念。
In the deeper culture of Chinese, we have this concept.
所以我们说痛极就负娘，穷极就负天。
When it comes to abysmal reason, then you cry to your mother or cry to heaven.
这是我们常常听见的事情。
This is what we heard so often.
一个人多老太痛苦的时候会说妈呀妈呀。
No matter how person he was suffering, he said,My mom.
一个人在最穷尽的时候，他会天哪，救我！
When I come to the end of the adversary, he said, Heaven, save me.
有一次呢，有一个在 Rochester 读书的中国学生。
In Rochester, there was a Chinese student.
那个刚好是1979年。
It was in 1979.
文化大革命结束第三年。
It was the third year after the conclusion of this cultural revolution.
第一次中国放学生到美国去留学。
And there was a first time China sent their student overseas.
从来没有的。
They have never done it before.
就是在共产文化革命时代，从来没有中国人去留学。
In the communist culture and other cultural revolution, they've never done it before.
那么呢，这个人去读的时候，人地生疏，语言不通，生活很困难，所以他哭得不得了。
So he went to culture was different from his. He suffered so much.
他宿舍的后面呢是一个阿尔巴尼亚人。
In his dormitory behind there is one from the Europe.
也是共产国家派去。
And also coming from the communist country.
有一天呢，忽然间他清晨五六点。听见那个阿尔巴尼亚的学生的大声 God help me.
And one morning he heard very clearly this person coming from Albania. He said, God help me.
他很奇怪的。
He was very surprised.
因为我们都是无神论共产国家出来，怎么会你叫 God help me?
He said, we are all atheists coming from communist country. How can you shout that God help me?
所以他不明白为什么这个人会叫 God help me. 是不是他房间里面有 God?
So he couldn't understand how come he cried out, God help me. Is it that there's God in his home?
根本不相信神。
They don't believe that's God.
所以那一天吃早餐的时候。
So that day on the breakfast.
他就对那个人说。
He told that person.
This early morning you seem very, very godly.
今天早上你好像很虔诚。
You're so religious.
你感到很虔诚。
那个人很不好意思。Who is that? I don't understand what you are talking.
那个是我不晓得你讲谁。
这个中国人觉得 if I'm not mistaken, this morning, early morning, you said, God help me, love me. Did you say that?
他如果我没有搞错的话，你今天早上你说神来帮助我，说你发出声音。
Did you hear that?
你听到吗？
Yes, I heard that.
我听到。
Why? Who are you calling for?
你到底在呼叫谁？
I'm calling God, 他说。
我只不过是呼叫神。
Where is God?
神在哪里？
I don't know where is God.
我不知道神在哪里。
But he must be somewhere.
那可能在某一处吧。
Probably here.
可能在这里。
所以一个无神的人
What is the age?
当最痛苦的时候
When it comes to the most suffering time
那个普遍启示的痕迹普遍启示的那个见证就突发出来
So the traces and the testimony of the general revelation now exploded
这是常常发生的事
It happens often
神所给人的普遍启示没有一个文化可以把它抹杀掉
No one can quench the general revelation that God has given to us
那么有一些人就很诚实的
And the people were very honest
就寻找这位看不见的神
They want to seek for this invisible God
所以呢这些寻找神的就认为他们是宗教人士
And these people who seek for God are called religious people
他们寻找神
They want to seek for God
真的寻找神吗
Truly seeking
宗教真的寻找神吗
The religion they are truly seeking for God
就变成这一段圣经保罗要讲的事情
And this is something Paul wants to expound on this passage
当保罗在亚六巴谷对两派当时最重要的哲学家 辩论的时候
When in Areopagus, Paul was debating with this group and important schools of Greek
就记载在使徒行传第十七章里
It's recorded in Acts 17
一派叫 Epicurean
One is called Epicurean
另外一派叫 Stoicist
One is called Stoicist
这两种以善以乐为人生目标的这些人愿遇见保罗的时候
These two schools, one emphasized on this goodness, one emphasized on this joy when it comes to encounter with this Paul
士多亚派说人的目的就是要寻找良善
The Stoics say that the man's purpose is to seek for goodness
以比古罗派的人说我们人生活的目的就是寻找幸福
It's to seek for happiness
所以这两派在当时支配了许多知识分子他们的头脑
So these are the two schools that control the minds of the intellectual of the day
那保罗跟他辩论的时候
So when Paul was debating with them
保罗提出另外一个目标
Paul mentioned another purpose
就是有关寻找上帝的事情
There's a thing concerning seeking for God
那么如果你只把善当作就是上帝的话
If you deem goodness as God
你还没有真正明白神与善之间的关系是什么
You have not truly understand what is the relation of God and goodness
如果你把幸福当作就是上帝的话
If you use happiness as God
你也不明白这个上帝和幸福之间的关系是什么
Also you do not understand the relation of God and happiness
因为幸福是一个在你以外的客体
Because happiness is something that is outside of you
但是神是在它本身里面的一个主体
But God is subjectivity in himself
所以善变成你的对象
So this goodness become your object.
你变成主体了。
And you become the subject.
你寻找良善。
So you're seeking for good.
你寻找快乐。
You're seeking for happiness.
寻找幸福。
Happiness.
那保罗对这两派的人讲一句更高深的话。
Paul to these two schools, he mentioned something which is more profound.
他说：“上帝造人，为他们定了疆界同时间。”
He said, "God created man, setting man in the limits of time and space."
所以这是圣经里面唯一的一次。
This is the only one time in the Bible.
人被神放在两个范围。范畴里面，一个就是空间范畴，一个就是时间的范围。
Man is space, two is right. One is the space, one is time.
所以时间与空间都是人生命的永续。
So time and space is a continuum of man's life.
人在这个永续中间是一个存在的活物。
Man within this container is the existing being.
我们有时间的开始
，we have the beginning of time.
就是肉身生下来
，and physically we are born.
我们时间的结束
，and we have the conclusion of time.
就是肉身进坟墓
，and that is when you enter the grave.
我们的空间的范围。
And the sphere of time.
所以我们这么跑，就在这个有限的空间里面，我们飞行，我们或者我们移动。
So we live and move within this space.
那么圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says.
虽然上帝把人造在有限的空间、时间范围里面，却叫他们可以揣谋管理上帝的事情。
Even though God has created man in a finite space and time, but yet he can study and understand something about God.
世人可以寻求上帝。
That he can seek for God.
世人可以揣谋而得。
That he can try to study and understand God.
为什么要揣谋呢
？Why to study?
因为神是看不见的。
Because God cannot be seen.
就人的麻烦就在这里。
So there's a problem with him.
我们心灵好像缺乏一个什么东西。
Something is lacking our spirit.
我们需要思想。
So we need to think.
我们需要默想。
We need to meditate.
我们需要考察。
We need to study.
我们需要一种超物质的一种经历。
We need to experience the transcendental world.
但是这位神不可能不存在。
But this God must exist.
但是这个人不可能知道他在哪里。
But we cannot understand where he is.
这位神一定是有的。
That he is.
但是这位神是我看不见的。
But I cannot see him.
所以我们就掉在一种矛盾的中间。
So we come into a paradox.
就是无限受有限控制的矛盾。
And also the infinite being limited by the finite.
永恒受暂时捆绑的矛盾。
The eternity being bound.My temporality.
绝对观念在相对观念中间的矛盾。
The absoluteness in the contradiction of the relativeness.
就是又不继续把这种痛苦的存在描写的流利尽致。
So the book of Job described this thing very well.
他怎么样讲呢
？What did he say?
他说：“唯愿我知道你在哪里。
How I wish I know where you are.
我可以到你的面前陈明我的心念。
So I can come before you and tell you my heart.
但是你在我旁边，我却没有看到。
But you're on my
你在我前面，在我后面，我不纠察。
Whether in front or behind me, I do not find it.
神的存在是这样真实的一个启示在心中。
And God's existence is the real revelation within my heart.
但是神的存在又是这样的渺茫在我的四周。
But then, right from my side, I cannot understand.
这就变成一种很奥妙的宗教动机了。
And become the motivation force of religion which is profound.
那这是怎么这样会这样呢
？How come it's so?
因为神是这样创造我。
Because God created such.
神把我们造在。 有限捆绑无限的矛盾。
That God has created us so that this finite is bound infinite.
所以我们里面无限的要求。
So the infinite demand from us.
外面有有限的捆绑。
Then there is a physical limitation of the physical.
我们里面有无形的世界。
There is a formless world within us.
外面我们受了有形世界的反类。
Outside we have been bound by this physical world.
我们有至高的理想。
There is the highest thinking ideal.
我们有非常现实的卑贱的生活。
But then we are so blessed in our being life.
所以我们要挣脱这个矛盾。
So we have to break through from this paradox.
我们要离开这个限制。
We have to leave this limitation.
这就是宗教动机。
And that is the motive of religion.
The motivation of religion is to deliver ourselves to break through from our limit.And from our paradox.
宗教动机乃是从我们这种反合性跟我们这些有限性来做突破。
我们这个宗教动机是很强的。
So this motive for religion is very strong.
虽然现在人不再用敬教或者呢有教或者信教这个名称。
Even though people have learned to use this words called believing in religion or entering into religion.
这个宗教动机不可能没有。
But you cannot demolish this kind of religious motive.
那么当你有那个宗教作为你的这个归宿的时候
，So when religion as a home，
你说我寻找上帝找到了
，You say I seek for God and I found Him。
慢慢这个观念就变成一种普世接受的观念
，Then they become a universally acceptable concept。
就是我们是寻找上帝，所以我们有了宗教。
You say that we seek for God and we have religion。
所以宗教就是人寻找上帝的结果。
So religion is a result whereby man tries to seek for God。
那么这个观念呢，是一个普世性的观念。
So this concept is universal concept。
这种现象是国际之间没有一个地方没有的观念。
And this phenomenon is an international phenomenon.
所以连进化论的大学者 Thomas Henry Huxley 同另外一个人就是这个 Sir Herbert Spencer.
So even the evolutionary scholar, this Spencer and Huxley,
这些人都承认一件事情。
They acknowledge one thing.
就是宗教心理是全世界共有的现象。
Religious psychology is the common phenomenon of the world.
没有办法找到一个民族是对宗教没有寻求的。
You cannot find a race whereby they're not seeking after religion.
没有办法找到一个地区是没有对灵界有所交通的。
You cannot find a region whereby they don't have communication with the spiritual.
为什么呢
？Why？
人是灵性的孤儿
，Man is a spiritual orphan。
好像在宇宙中要找那个父亲。
That's in the universe, they want to find their father。
所以这个宗教动机呢是普世的。
So the motive religion is universal。
你说这是古代没有学问的人才有宗教，新的人没有学问， you、有学问的人新的时代不需要。
You see only in the ancient past when people are not knowledgeable, they need this. In this world of intellectuality, nobody need that。
是吗
？Is that true？
不是的。
No。
连最新的、最高深的学问、最有学问的人，许多内心的深处是有上帝的观
点。Even the most modern man, the most intellectual man, deep in their heart, they need God.
如果有一些知识分子，好像他没有需要上帝。
If they are intellectual, look as if they don't need God.
那你等着看，在几十年以后，他死以前是不是是这样
？Just wait a few more years before they die, whether they still feel need or not.
他年轻的时候不能代表他生命最深的一层。
Because when they're young, they don't represent the deepest motive they have.
因为人年轻的时候看镜子，看自己看错了，看自己是上帝。
So when they are young, they look in the mirror, they wrongly look at if they are themselves God.
像我这样的上帝，哪里还需要上帝的上帝
？I am a God. How can I need God's God?
很多年轻人看自己像上帝一样。
Young people look themselves as God.
过了四十年，慢慢鸡皮出来了。Kentucky Fried Chicken 变成了。
After 40 years, they have Kentucky Fried Chicken in their
face. 他在看镜子。
Face and they look at mirror.
这个上帝怎么变成猴子呢
？How come this God look like a monkey？
就想大概有真的上帝。
And say probably there's a true God.
所以许多人呢没有宗教观念，这个是假的。
A lot of people you say they don't religious thinking. No, it's not true.
许多人没有宗教动机是不可能。
You say that they don't religious motive. No, it's not true.
他的生命还没到那个阶段。
It is because their life and not this.
我不是说一定要等到走投无路才产生宗教动机的效用。
I'm not saying that when it comes to the end of the difficulty, they will produce the results of this religion.
若是这样，就没有那些正常的、健康的、有为的、有思想的人、智慧的人寻找上帝的事情。
If that's so, then there's no normal people who are young or intelligent to seek for God.
许多时候
，many times，
我们就可以在很美丽的大自然。 想到神是创造者这种伟大的观念产生出来。
In a beautiful nature, it produces the thought of God because we know that He created this universe.
那么人真的寻找上帝
？Man, do they truly seek for God?
人真的行善吗
？Do they truly do good?
人真的明白这些宇宙性永恒的真理吗
？Do they truly understand this universe eternal truth?
如果宗教是找到上帝
，If religion is finding for God,
那么耶稣不必来了。
Jesus doesn't have to come.
因为人家已经找到上帝。
Because man have sought and have got God.
还要来做什么
And what for that he come?
人家有了
They have it already.
你再来做什么
What for that you come?
人家已经有了
People already had it.
你再来卖什么
And what are you going to sell?
你再来介绍什么
What are you going to introduce?
多此一举嘛
Well, it is a redundancy.
人家已经寻找上帝
They are seeking for God.
而且已经真的找上帝
And truly they found God.
而且已经找到上帝
And they found God.
而且找到了真的上帝
And found a true God.
现在还要再来呢我来你看见我就是看见上帝做什么不必了
Then why is it you want to say that I come to say what is seen and see God?
因为当时的世界是已经有宗教的世界
Because that word that Paul was in is a world of religion.
那保罗现在把福音传开的时候他就解决这个问题
And Paul when he preached religion he have to solve this problem.
所以在第十到第十二节有三次讲没有没有没有
And that's why in verse 10 to 12 we say no one, no one, no one
没有一本书这样没有的
There is no such book who say this, no one
没有一本书这样否定像这样没有的
And there's no such book that denies and say there's no one
那么保罗否定什么呢
And what did Paul deny?
保罗说没有寻找上帝
And Paul said there's no one who seek for God
没有明白的
No one who tries to understand.
没有行善的。
No one who does good.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
哇，我从来没有看见一本书硬到这个地步。
I have never seen a book who is so hard to understand.
强到这个地步。
And so strong to understand.
见断到这个地步。
And so absolutely understand.
暂停暂停的讲。
And so absolutely say.
如同经上记载说。
Like what the Bible says.
没有义人。
There's no righteous man.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
那什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
都是罪人的意思。
Which means all are sinners.
义的反面就是罪。
Because the opposite of righteousness is sin.
大家说，义的反面就是罪，罪的反面词就是义。大家说，罪的反面词就是义。所以呢，既然第一章、第二章说犹太人是罪人，外邦人是罪人，所有的人都是罪人。这个结论就是说，所以一个义人也没有。
And since chapter one and chapter two say that those all the Gentiles are sinners, all the Jews are sinners, and that's a conclusion to the three say there's no righteous.
就开始序幕出来了，全世界都是罪人。
Then the introduction comes saying that all people of the world are sinners.
但是保罗是一个很有智慧的传道人。
And Paul is a very wise preacher.
他不是一上台第一句话，你们都是罪人。
He did not come to the pulpit and say that all of you are sinners.
如果他这样的话，那些罪人气死他就罪更多一点了。
And if all he was say so, all the sinners would hate him, they'll sin even more.
所以保罗讲的第三章这句话才出来了。
So Paul put at chapter 3 before this statement comes.
没有义人。
No righteous man.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你听了第二章以后，你就知道他讲的都是真实的事情。
Because after the one chapter 3, you know what Paul says is true.
没有亲情。
No, this is a
偷盗。
You steal.
凶杀。
And you kill.
恶毒。
And the,
拜假神，
富有
聪明，同性恋，这个都有目共睹的事情，你不能否认的。
所
以你说就是那些，好像你不是那些，你是另一些。
All those things as if you don't belong to those categories.
后来呢，犹太人说我们就不像外邦人。
And this rule says we're not like Gentiles.
保罗在第二章再证明犹太人也不像样。
And point to the proof that the Jews are the same.
人都是说谎说。
All men are false.
就神是真实的。
Only God is true.
人都是犯罪的。
All men sin.
怎么知道呢？当上帝责备人的时候。显出他的清正。
When God rebuilds, He proves Himself righteous.
当上帝责备人的时候，显出他的义。
When God rebuilds, He manifests His righteousness.
这样没有义人。
So there's no righteous man.
一个都没有。
Not even one.
那么你这一句话到底是不是一个竹竿打破整船的人
？Does it mean you want to have all people put under this category?
保罗凭什么权柄这样把全人类打下去
？Based on what basis the power to say that all people are sinners?
他以神 最高的意义做标准来看人。
Higher is the standard of God's own righteousness to judge people.
所以你说，哎呀，我洗了澡很干净。
You said I've already taken my bath, I'm so clean.
我干净，你看，你看，
我
身子很干净。
Oh, it's clean.
你叫每个人看，很干净。
Everybody sees clean.
如果有个人说不干净
，Person say no.
手上很多虫。
There are many worms.
这个坏蛋专门讲坏话。
You said how can you talk bad things about me?
你怎么说我长虫？
How can you say all bad things about me?
你凭什么说我长很多虫？
Oh, based on what you say then.
他说你静静的。
You see,
如果你要
silent,
你要相信
you want to believe?
你用这个镜来看好不好
you use this,
所以他给你一个显微镜来看
and this,
所以你看 microscope,
and you see microscope,
你看下去
and you see it,
当你看下去的时候
when you see that,
你吓死了
you're frightened,
人身体上皮肤粘着的虫呢是几百万你知道吗
because millions and millions of germs in the skin,
你躺在床上一个钟头每一个钟头四百五十万跑出来
And every hour when you lie on the bed, so many multiplies.
450万
And 4.5 million.
每一只都小小，都是六个脚的。
And small one with six legs.
头尖尖，肚子大大的。
And a big stomach.
你洗澡的时候
，When you take a bath,
就粘在皮那边。
And it stick in the skin.
让谁冲它，就抓一直抓。
And you won't even wash it away.
洗完了，它再跑出来。
And after they come back.
所以你身上多少虫你不知道了。
How many germs are there?
好在你不知道，不然你早就自杀了。
It's good that you don't know. You might commit suicide.
吓死人了。
It's frightened.
所以当人说我很干净。
So if you say I'm so clean.
保罗说你不干净。
Paul said you're not clean.
你怎么这样讲
？How do you say that?
他说我是用另外一个眼光来看的。
He said I use an eyesight to see it.
我是用显微镜看出来。
I use this microscope.
他用什么？用神宝座的 X 光来看我们
using the X-ray coming from the heavenly throne
所以这本书人会恨死了
so people hate this book
代表这本书会救很多的人
but it can save many people
为什么呢
why
那些肯谦卑受光照认识自己需要救恩的人是蒙恩的人
those who are willing to be humble and feel that they need the gospel they are the one who can save
那些不义又自以为义认为自己够好的人痛恨上帝的话语
But yet those who are righteous yet they didn't say righteous they hate the word of God
很简单的
So simple
所以箴言说
So the book of Proverbs says
你不要责备笨人了
Do not rebuke the foolish
因为你吃亏的
Because you are going to fall short of yourself
你要责备那有智慧的
Rebuke the wise
有智慧的人受责备他更聪明更有智慧
Because the wise who are rebuked they become more wise
笨人受责备马上气你本来他很笨嘛
The fool when they rebuke actually they are fool
所以不要浪费口才浪费时间浪费你的口舌在那些不肯接受劝言的人
So do not waste your time and eloquence on those who do not heed to advice
这是上帝的话语
This is the word of God
但是保罗现在又对全人类传福音
And Paul wanted to preach the whole humankind now
最系统的福音的解释就是罗马书
And those systematic gospel exposition coming from Romans
四本福音
And four gospels
把福音的主我们的救恩的主的生活整个描写出来
and it describes our Lord of Salvation's life
这整个的解释就在罗马书呈现出来
but then the whole exposition coming from the book of Romans
保罗是用神最圣洁最义的眼光来看我们都是不义的
oh you see the sign of God is more holy most righteous to see that we are unrighteous we are not holy
所以他说没有义人
So when you say there's no righteous man,
你说不要那样说，有的比较好，有的比较坏，有一点点义人。
You say don't say some are better, some are worse. There's a little bit of the righteous man.
保罗第二句说，连一个也没有。
Paul said not even one.
你看这么厉害。
So hard.
没有人敢讲这样的书。
No one ever say that.
在孔子的书只能说孰能无过。
And Paul, this Confucius say only that we may have seen.
同样的意思的。
And that's the same meaning.
但是没有这样硬啊。
But not so hard, I don't understand.
孰能无过？人人都有错吗？对吗？
That all people would have a fallen star.
就表示大家可以彼此原谅来原谅去啦。
Which means we can forgive each other.
这就是没有义人。
But here Paul said there's no righteous man.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
当你把世界最伟大的宗教的书跟圣经一比的时候，发现不同的地方是清楚。
So when you put the religious book as compared to the Bible, you see the Bible is different.
孰能无过？
Well, we are all sin.
过而能改。
If you sin, you can change.
善莫大焉。
That is better than good.
圣人也有三分错。
Even sin has a three percent wrong.
所以世界上没有真正完全的人。
So there's no true perfect man in the world.
但是改还是可能的。
So it's possible to change.
这是儒家的学说。
And that's Confucianism.
但是儒家忽然间跑到一个绝路，不知道怎么走的时候，讲了另外一句话。
So Confucian come to a certain place whereby they cannot solve the problem.
不罪于天，无所导也。
If I were to sin against heaven, I cannot pray.
所以你做错改了就好了，但是你得罪上帝。 你没有办法的。
Well,
你改也没有办法。
Wrong, you can change. You become good. When you go against heaven, you cannot change yourself.
没有人可以为你祷告。
No one can pray for you.
所以叫儒家最高峰的时候是没有宗保的一个宗教。
So Confucianism coming to the highest state, there's no mediator.
儒家在比较低的层次是个自救的宗教。
At a lower level, Confucianism is self-salvation.
而如果把它当个宗教，它又缺乏永恒性的盼望。
If you deem it as religion, it doesn't have eternal hope. It's lacking.
所以结果只能说以宗教动机寻求这个伦理的和谐的生活，就是。
So it has a religious motive, but seeking only for harmony in human relationship.
那么这些也算好人，对不对
？These people are good people, you say?
是
，Yes，
是用人的眼光看的好人。
According to man's sight, they are good men.
在素能无过的大前提下。每个人都有错，你比较少错的叫做好人。
In the preface, they say that all men have wronged, you have wronged, which is less, you are a good man.
儒家所说的好人是什么呢
？So what the good man of Confucian is?
素能无过的这一种大前提之下来看，有一些好人。
Among this group who all have this wrong, you say that you are less, you are a good man.
保罗所讲的连一个义人也没有，是从怎么样看
？So when Paul says there's no single righteous man, how can you judge that?
神的绝对的。圣洁来看，没有义人，连一个也没有。
Coming from the absolute holiness of God, there's no righteous man at all.
你说基督教是这样否定人性
？You say that Christianity denies man's human nature?
基督教是这样轻看伦理学人
？Christianity despises ethics?
不是的
，No.
因为基督教是从动机伦理来看人性，不是从这个果效的伦理来看人性。
Because Christianity judges our human nature coming from this motive, but not from this result.
你说这个分别在哪里
？So why is the difference? You say.
你说我做好事。
You say I have been a good man.
我帮助了人。
I help people.
这个叫做果效。
That's called result.
你为什么做好事
？But why say you want to become a good man?
那个叫做动机。
That's called motive.
动机不是目的。目的不是动机
motive is not purpose, purpose is not motive.
读过心理学的人就分辨出来。
Those who study psychology will know.
所以不读过随便乱用词的人，以为口才好就很会讲的，你要小心。
So if you not study and thought you understand, you must be careful.
我们做这个事的动机，我们做这个事的目的，就分在一起谈。
So sometimes you confuse purpose and motive.
动机是神所看的。
Motive is what God judges.
你只达到目的而不注重动机，神是不放过你。
If you have a purpose but not judging from your motive, God will judge you.
所以呢，第十八世纪的时候
，So at the 18th century，
法国反基督教的人中间有一句话
，In France, those who go against Christianity would have a statement.
他说许多的慈善家。
Many of philanthropists.
为什么行善呢
？Why say they do good?
因为他们已经算出来了，行善对以后自己更有好处。
Because they have calculated to be good and have something profitable in the future.
所以他们眼大的眼光就使他们不得不做行善的选择。
So because they are far-sightedness, they select to do good now.
而他们真正的是为善呢，不是，是为了一蹴而行。
But do they truly want to do for the sake of good? No, for their own profit.
所以这些人文思想家
，So these humanistic thinkers，
对宗教人士的批判
，And they criticize these religionists，
就使人把善分成不同层次。
So that we divide goodness in different levels。
那个是动机不对所行的善没有价值。
And these are goodness that come from the wrong motive has no value.
良善动机产生的善的行为更有价值。
So when you have good goals coming from good motive, you have value.
如果你行善为了达到自己更大的益处，这个叫做这个心理上的投资。
But if you do good because you want to be profitable in the future, which means you're making some spiritual investment.
这个投资是为自私做出发。
Your investment comes from selfishness.
所以他说，许多人做好事不过是眼大眼光的自私者的虚假行动。
You see that many people do good because they are far-sightedness and that's a hypocritical act of themselves.
像在哲学里面产生一种最高的善的名称，叫做 summum bonum.
And that this is a statement called summum bonum in philosophy.
Summum 就是最高。
Summum is the highest.
Bonum 就是 goodness, 就是善。
The highest good.
那么你们的说把这个字改一改，就 bonus 就变成这个奖品，奖品。
And so when it is a bonus,
that is summum bonum 就是 the highest good.
Some amount of 至善，
什么叫做 highest good 呢
？One of the highest good
就是你行善就是为了行善，没有别的。
So you do good for the sake of goodness，
就是你行了善还要被杀，你还是行善。
So even though when you do good you'll be killed, yet you do it。
善的动机比善的果效是更高级。
So So the motive of doing good is higher than the result of doing good.
行善的动机如果真正是为了善的本身。
So if the motive of doing good is for the sake of goodness,
你已经达到善的本体那边。
So you come to the subjectivity of that goodness.
因为你已经跟善连在一起，然后就从这个善的动机行出善来。
Because you are not united with goodness, and out of that you do good.
我知道大家会称赞我，所以我故意做好事给人看。这个根本不善。
I know that people will praise me and do good, so I'll do good, and that's not too good.
你知道我做好事有好报，所以我才做好事，因为我要得到更多报。这个根本没有好事可以做。
You know, when I do good, I'll repay the soul because of that you do good. That's not too good.
所以就是很深的学问。
So this is a very deep and profound knowledge.
就是很尖刻的批评。
And very like a sharp critic.
就是很不道的见解。
And also very sharp judgment.
就是很高超的境界。
And also very high noble realm.
耶稣基督说你们若不舍己，你不必跟从。
And Jesus said, if you don't deny yourself, don't follow me.
如果你不背弃你自己的十字架，不必跟从。
If you don't take up your cross, you cannot follow me.
其实这句话都把那个真正最伟大的真理的精神都已经提出来。
So all tremendous the true spirit of religion.
但是如果你烧你自己。
But because of your own self, you say,
不是为了爱是的缘故，还是没有用。
Not because of true love, there's no use.
是保罗在这个。这个哥林多前书十三章告诉我
So in 1 Corinthians 13 Paul said
我若能讲天使的话
If I can speak the tongue of the angels
我若舍己叫人焚烧我的身体
If I deny myself people can burn me
却没有爱
But there's no love in me
我就是想的罗明的吧
I'm only but a sounding gong and symbol
这样基督教的伦理观是动机伦理
So this ethic of Christianity is the motive ethics
不是行为伦理
Not a conduct ethics
不是果效
Not a result ethic,
不是现象的伦理。
Not an ethical phenomenon,
是你动机伦理。
The ethic of motivation,
无论你做什么
，whatever you do,
要从心里做。
You must do it from the heart,
诚实的做。
And truly you do,
做给神看。
To please God,
不是做给人看。
Not to please man,
要讨神的喜悦。
To please God,
不是讨自己的好处。
Not to please your own profit,
讨别人的喜悦。
Or to please others,
不是为自己的好结果来铺路。
Or for your own good result, you want to do good, no.
你们平常没有看到基督教圣经这样严格吗？
You have never seen the Bible study so well.
你的信念书做礼拜，今天当十分之一奉献，给一百，上帝就给你九百，这样吗？
You say that you just come to church, you offer, you make $10, God give $90.
所以神工神修，丰富神修，极端灵恩派把基督教曲解到什么地步？你应当开始就悟过来。
So the theory of success, the theory of prosperity, and the distortion of charismatic, you must realize all this is wrong.
到底保罗在这一段要讲什么
？In this passage, what they were trying to preach?
就是宗教功劳否定论。
That is a denier of this religious goodness.
没有义人
，no righteous man.
你说可能有一点点。
So maybe some are good.
保罗不会说大概有了，但我很远，不知道在哪里。
Paul said that maybe there are, but very few.
还有中国人说没有好人。
And Chinese will say there's no good man.
你说有两个。
Oh, there are two.
那里在哪里啊
？Where?
这两个好人在哪里呢
？Where are the two good men?
世上有好人。
In the world, there are good men.
一共有两个。
Only two.
一个刚死掉。
One has just died.
一个还没有生出来。
One has not been born.
大家讲好不好？一二三，世上有好人，一共有两个，一个刚死掉。一个还没有生出来，他不必翻译，因为英文没有这种东西。这表示活的都是坏蛋。
Which in all those living are bad men.
好人活不来了。
Because the good man have died already.
好人生不出来，还没有生。
Oh, they're not been born yet.
永远还没有生就没有了嘛。
So eternally they are not been born.
会死掉的表示没有了。
So eternally they are dead.
那么真的那些人活的是曾经是好人嘛
？So these people who live before are they truly good men before?
天知道。
Heaven knows.
这么天亮不要告诉我知道呢
？And heaven does you want to tell me?
天哪，到底有没有好人？你知道，告诉我知道。
Heaven is there any good man? Tell me because you know.
上天说，我告诉你啊。
Heaven will tell you.
你怎么告诉我呢
？How do you tell me?
就在罗马书三章第四节。
And Romans chapter 3:10.
所以上帝告诉我们。
And God tells.
没有义人。
No righteous man.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的。
No one who's understanding.
没有寻找上帝的。
No one who's seeking God.
哇，这一句话呢？否定全世界所有的宗教。
So this statement deny all religions of the world.
侮辱所有的宗教。
And insult all religions of the world.
保罗像老虎借胆。
And Paul like he said borrowed the God from the tiger.
这么敢讲啊
？See that to push that.
没有一人
，no righteous man，
连一个也没有
，not even a single one，
没有明白的
，no one will understand，
没有寻找上帝
，no one will seek for God，
没有行善的
，no one will do good，
一个也没有
，not even one，
善人不在。
So there's no good man.
寻求上帝的没有。
You want to try to understand God? No.
行义的没有。
You want to do righteousness? No.
明白真理的没有。
You want to understand the truth? No.
那么人变成什么？
What kind of people are?
那么在宗教里找的是什么？
So in religion, what are you looking for?
宗教里行的善是什么？
What kind of goodness we do in religion?
我们的意义是什么？
What righteousness we preach?
我们念经求神拜佛，念经打坐默想，到底我们明白什么？
In all this religion, what are we looking for?
没有。
No,
没有义人
，No righteous man,
一个也没有
，Not even one,
没有寻找
，No one to seek,
一个也没有
，Not even one,
没有明白
，Don't understand,
没有行善
，Not even one,
连一个也
，Not even one,
你有没有看到一本书硬到这个地步
？Have you ever seen a book which is so hard to understand?
你给我找
，Find one for me,
Socrates, Plato, Aristotle,
Heraclitus,
Empedocles, Lucretius, 一直到 Thomas Aquinas, 到这个 Benedict Spinoza, 到 Kant, 到 Hegel, 到现在 New Age 等 Postmodern 所有的哲学家，有没有人这样硬
？And those of these all the philosophers who has this hard stand.
这一本书是神的书
，This book is book of God,
the only book revealed by God,
唯一神所启示的书
，is the Holy Bible,
就是圣经，
圣经神的话严肃到一个地步。
And the word of God,
绝对不妥协。
What God says, see, is never compromised.
世界上没有义人
，no righteous man,
连一个都没有
，not even one.
没有明白的
，no one who understands.
没有寻找上帝
，no one who seek for God.
没有行善的
，no one who do good.
一个都没有
，not even one.
上帝，为什么你这样硬呢
？God, why say you are so hard?
上帝说本来就这样吗
？Well, such is the thing.
真的没有行善的吗
？Truly, there's no one seek for God.
上帝，你看他行善吗？
God said, "You see that he's doing good."
没，我得看他行善。
Well, you see he's doing good.
但我知道他为什么行善。
I know why he does good.
我也知道他行的善不是真的善。
I know that the good that he does is not true good.